Chaining anchors. We use chaining anchors when the desired or resourceful state that we want to access is significantly different from the present state. So sometimes we need a couple of steps. So it's not just a matter of going from I'm excited to I'm completely relaxed, you know, an intermediate step, maybe even one or two steps in the middle, intermediate states. So to go from excited to completely blissed out, it's too much of a leap. And if you look at an emotion like anger, anger has a lot of energy to it, you know. And to go from being really angry to really peaceful, it's too much of a jump a lot of the time. I don't want to put that belief on you. Now, if someone already has that belief or you can identify that, we might want to simply use a chain instead, a chain of anchors. So here we might decide on maybe one or two intermediate states. So let's say anger to peaceful. Okay, we might just want to put one or two in the middle. Let's say anger to peaceful. We might want to go anger, calm, peaceful. Okay, so now we've got anger. We want to go to calm to peaceful. So we've got three different states here. The first, the present state, anger. We want to basically do anchoring for calmness and then do anchoring to peace. So quite simply, anger, and then maybe we have an anchor like pulling the earlobe. Let's say we pull the left earlobe. It's pulling the left earlobe. We set up for calmness, so we anchor calmness on the left earlobe, and then we anchor peace on the right earlobe. He's already got the present state of anger, and he thinks about his partner or something, and he just has to think about them, and he starts to feel angry. Okay, so he thinks about whatever unresourceful stuff it is that gets him angry, and then we fire off anchor one. You know, we pull the left ear for the calmness, we notice the response. As that peaks, as that calmness peaks, fire off anchor two, the right ear, which is peace. And when anchor two peaks, we can let go and relax. If we had three or four intermediate states, it would be, you know, earlobe, tapping the leg, tapping the other leg. We could have four states together and we would go through. We would fire anchor one at the peak state, or 5-10 seconds later, firing anchor two. 5-10 seconds later, anchor three, 5-10 seconds later, anchor four. So there you're going to have four different anchors chained up. Okay, now we might want to run through it a couple of times. Run through that sequence. Anchor one, anchor two, anchor three, anchor four, ensuring that we do it at the peak time, right? Now we do this a couple of times, and this conditions the response. Conditions the response. And now we just fire anchor one, and the client should move through to anchor two automatically. Okay, now we can watch, and what will happen is you will fire anchor one, and it'll automatically go 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ask the client, how do you feel? Notice, pay attention, future pace. What's going to happen next time you're in that angry situation? Dunk, fire the anchor, watch it go. Wonderful. Okay, now let's see yourself in future. This time I want you to pull the anchor yourself. So when you get angry, I just want you to pull your left earlobe and notice what happens. Client thinks about the situation. He gets angry. He pulls his left earlobe. He does it automatically. Boom, 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 boom. Peaceful.